First off, GOP presidential hopeful Mitt Romney was in Colorado last Friday. The former Massachusetts governor attended private fundraisers in Denver and in Colorado Springs, but he made no public campaign appearances. Jody, isn't this a bit unusual since Texas governor and candidate Rick Perry is making some inroads on turf that comfortably went to Romney back in 2008?
Well, you would think so, but this was a trip that was specifically geared towards fundraising, and it was very successful from what we understand. But you are right, he didn't have any public appearances. However, he was here in Colorado in June, and at that time he met with supporters at a local brewery in Aurora and had a very public showing besides his private fundraisers. But that was the second time this last Friday that he was here in Colorado since he's announced his candidacy.
Romney does have the support of former Governor Bill Owens and Attorney General John Suthers, but Jody, I'm wondering if Romney needs to get himself reacquainted with Colorado Republicans. Rick Perry has already been here several times this summer, Romney only twice, and this most recent time he made no public campaign appearance.
You need to look at the strength of Romney's support. As you mentioned, former Governor Owens is supporting him, but he's also got former U.S. Senators Hank Brown and Wayne Allard, who are in his camp and really promoting his candidacy, as well as former Congressman Bob Beaupre, State Treasurer Walker Stapleton, Secretary of State Scott Gessler, and a bunch of legislators and other well-known names in the state. So he really is ahead of Perry, who, to our knowledge, the only people publicly supporting him are former Congressman Scott McGinnis, former gubernatorial candidate Mark Holtzman, but not a lot of other elected officials, at least at this point.
And you brought up Secretary of State Scott Gessler, who I'd like to talk about now for a moment. Earlier this year, Gessler fined the Larimer County GOP nearly $49,000 for failing to file campaign finance reports back in 2010. He later reduced that fine to just under $16,000. And now, Jody, he says he's going to sit in a dunk tank to help raise money for the county to pay off the fine. And, of course, this is drawing a lot of criticism.
It really has, mostly from Democrats, but also from some watchdog groups who really think this is a conflict of interest. But this isn't Gessler's first bout with that. When he first was elected into office, and when he was sworn in, a couple weeks after that, he got a lot of people upset because he talked about the fact that he was going to be moonlighting at his old election law firm while he was administering election laws as Secretary of State. Gessler says in his own defense that he wasn't the one personally who levied the fines against the Larimer County Republicans. He said it was someone in his office. Of course, he declines to point out the fact that he is above that person and can certainly make changes or make recommendations. But Gessler also says that he doesn't see anything wrong with this, and that the decision was made to levy the party, and his decision to participate in the fundraiser was done afterwards. So anyway, we seem to have a difference in interpretation of what is a conflict of interest. And he said if anyone has any problems with what he's doing, they can come out there and take his frustrations out and pay to dunk him in the water.
Well, regardless of what people are thinking, the Scott Gessler dunk tank is scheduled for September 22nd in Fort Collins. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope-Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.